This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says he's focused on mental health challenges in the city, especially among minority communities. He says there still aren't enough resources available for things like addiction and mental health, but the mayor thinks that's changing.
Instead of having officers respond to someone who's having a crisis, we are sending public health officials instead of police because they need help, not handcuffs.
Hancock plans to hold events to talk about mental health in the coming months. The Kaiser Health Foundation reports about 40% of adults deal with anxiety and depression. Today is the last day of the Underground Music Showcase in Denver, and it's an opportunity for Denver's music scene to bounce back a little bit after it was hit really hard by the pandemic. But area businesses don't expect to rake in a bunch of money from the event. Brooke Jacobson works at Decade Gifts.
I think that we might get a little bit more revenue, but like not by much. We're still feeling the effects of the pandemic. We're still not fully back to like what we used to make.
The South Broadway retail district has changed significantly since 2020 as a number of businesses have closed. And Monday is Colorado's 146th birthday. And to celebrate, admission is free at all state parks. You'll still need to pay fees on special vehicle permits and camping reservations, though. Colorado joined the Union August 1st, 1876. This is CPR News and KRCC.